Hi, this is Sheikha Vyas for EG. I'm here at Thames Valley Question Time with Guy Parks, director of Rare. Guy, it was a really interesting debate that you guys had today. Could you summarise some of the key themes that really stood out for you?
Yeah, there were a lot of topics discussed, not least the effect on Brexit, devolution, and style of offices in the region. I think one thing that wasn't maybe touched upon enough was how occupiers are reacting to the different style of office stock, where that you can have in a building, you can go in and rent a desk, you can rent an office, you can rent a whole floor or a whole building. So there's much more choice in the market, and that's what the tech companies are looking for, that much more flexibility, and it gives them a bit more resilience to change shape as the market evolves. I think in terms of Brexit, it hasn't hit the market in the Thames Valley in a way you'd expect. With this uncertainty in the market, you'd expect take up to start to slip away, but in fact we're seeing more and more deals. What we're seeing though are smaller deals, because the bigger companies are being a bit more cautious in the market. They're looking at their cost base, and so the size of the transactions are smaller. What we also touched upon was companies potentially coming out of London through Crossrail, which will be in place by 2019, and people are gearing up for that. And that allows the talent pool to come out of central London, and also the younger guys to go into central London as well. So they have the best of both worlds. They can work out in the region and live in the region, which is much cheaper, but also go in for the party in central London. So those are, I think, in summary, the key issues which I picked up on.
And so you think that Crossrail, in effect, will be complementary to both markets? Because there's a lot of dialogue about whether the advantages that it'll bring to employers, but maybe there's that danger of a brain drain. But, you know, in your opinion, you think that actually that could be advantageous?
I think it's to do with the cost effectiveness of the Thames Valley. We produce something called the Rare Seat Survey every quarter, and we can show on that the cost per seat in the Thames Valley is 80% cheaper being outside of central London. And okay, you don't get some of the assets of being in central London, but you're through Crossrail, you're close enough to go in. And I think there will be a movement out of London rather than a brain drain into London. I think that's the process.
Okay, and what do you think that the business community needs in the Thames Valley in order to flourish for the foreseeable future?
I think employees are more dictating than the employers as to what where a business should be. So what they're wanting is a mixed-use environment where they can live and work. They want amenities, they want a concierge service, they want to be able to walk into a building, grab a fluffy towel, go and have a shower, go for yoga on the roof at lunchtime. They want a community environment, and a lot of landlords have realised that, and therefore adapting their buildings to be able to provide that service. So it's buildings as a service rather than a structure.
Plenty of interesting things to think about there, Guy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.